Sunday, at least for the field. The Spikes will be in action here in Williamsport against the Crosscutters. Then back home, the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, a three-game set. Off day on the schedule for the Spikes on Thursday, but Mettler Field at Lebrano Park will host the Special Olympics Summer Games opening ceremonies at the ballpark. Great to have them back. And then another three-game series for the Spikes. Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the Trenton Thunder come to town. The Frederick Keys coming in next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then a road trip, and Matt Neary, the award-winning sports turf manager of the Spikes, will finally be able to get some rest. And what a job he's done. What a job done by the entire Spikes front office staff, rearranging the ballpark multiple times here in this span, but all for great events. And, of course, can't wait to welcome you tomorrow night. 6:35 game time. Gates open up at 5:30. Meanwhile, tonight's game, opening day on the MLB Draft League schedule. This not the only game on the MLB Draft League slate. Of course, the other teams in action around the league as well. But those will be 7:05 matchups, or 7 o'clock in the case of Frederick visiting Trenton, and 7:05 for West Virginia visiting Mahoning Valley. So much like traditionally the Cincinnati Reds, the Spikes and the Crosscutters will open up the season. And here are the lineups for the teams. Spikes, the visitors tonight in their navy blue jerseys. Gold numerals on the back outlined in red. The Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. And the gray pants with the blue caps for the Spikes as well. Dave Tremblay's lineup card reads like this. Aiden Howard leads off. He'll be in center field. Addison Smith, the shortstop, bats second. Jack Riddell bats third. He is at second base. Kate Climie's the third baseman, batting fourth. Robbie Morgan, the fourth, will bat fifth. He'll be in right field. Tyler Wilson bats sixth, plays first base. Matthew Bardwell is in left field, batting seventh. Elijah Dukes, and if that's a familiar name, that's because he is the son of the former major leaguer Elijah Dukes. In fact, the Elijah Dukes here with the Spikes is actually Elijah the Third, but preferring to go by just plain old Elijah Dukes, making his own name for sure here in the Major League Baseball Draft League. Ellie Kligman will bat ninth and catch. He is the Las Vegas native we noted earlier. And Kellen Hoover, right-hander out of Florida Southwestern College, a native of Woodstock, Virginia, western part of the state, and he will get the ball in the bottom half of the first inning. Meanwhile, for the Crosscutters, it looks like this. Tyrese Johnson will lead off. He'll be in right field. Ryan Vogel bats second place center field. Reed Shumley will bat third. He'll be at third base. Jack Overdorf is the designated hitter, batting fourth. Dante Stewart bats fifth. He'll be the second baseman. Gage Gundy, the first baseman, batting sixth. And if that name is familiar, that's because he is the son of the head football coach, I should say, at Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy. So we can be assured that his father is at least 40 years old. Sean Smith bats seventh. He'll be in left field. Jacob Harper will catch and bat eighth. Eric Hernandez bats ninth, plays shortstop. And starting the season on the mound for Williamsport is Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy, a right-hander out of Columbia, South Carolina, also a product of Florida Southwestern College. So we got two Florida Southwestern fellas facing off here in the starting pitching matchup. Of course, as you might expect here in the early part of the season, as has been the case the last couple of years, in the early going, it's not going to be lengthy outings for pitchers, showcasing their abilities but not wanting to take a risk. And there'll be more pitchers added to the staff as the year goes on, in fact, as the next couple of weeks go on. But then as the first half of the season goes along, you will see longer outings, particularly for starting pitchers. And then in the second half of the season with the young professionals, it is pretty much the starter-reliever setup that is very familiar to baseball fans. And by the way, just in case you were wondering, there are several rules changes here in the league. We will go over those, but one of them that is a change from the past couple of years, all games will be 9 innings here in the MLB Draft League this year. Aiden Howard steps in, the first batter of the 2023 season for the Spikes out of Carrollton, Texas. He is just 17 years old. He will not turn 18 until July 24th. He takes a fastball low at 93 miles an hour for ball one. A product of Hebron High School in Texas, he is committed to continue his collegiate career at Dallas Baptist. 6'2", 180-pound switch hitter, batting as a lefty. Sees a fastball head outside at 94 for ball two. Our first pitch tonight at 6:35 p.m. brought to you by our friends at America's Carpet Outlet. Check out their showroom on North Atherton Street or head online to acoflorist.com as the first strike of the season is a fastball over the outer half of the plate. Once again, Steve Zawiski calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Wyatt Lee working at first base. Ian Pittenger at third. The 2-1 swung on and missed. Fastball down and in at 95, but Howard went after it. Two balls and two strikes. Crosscutters in the white home jerseys, the faux vest style. It is a one-piece jersey, but the torso is white. The sleeves are red. The numerals are black on the back, outlined in red as well. White pants with a red stripe running down the side. Here's the 2-2. Howard checks his swing. Fastball down and in. 95 miles an hour. It is ball three to fill the count. Gorgeous evening here. We expect great weather tomorrow night. Certainly you want to hydrate if you're headed out to the ballpark tomorrow, but several of you already have made your plans as the 3-2 fastball high and away, ball four. So Aiden Howard draws a walk to begin the 2023 season. And Aiden, just 17 years old, now followed by Addison Smith, another switch hitter, shortstop out of Liberty, Missouri, but he committed to head to Oklahoma State. 6 foot one, 170 pounds. 18 years old. He'll be 19 next April. Hitting as a lefty against the righty, Kennedy going from the stretch, the pitch. Fastball upstairs, 95 miles an hour. One and oh, the count. Talked about some of the rules. One of the rules that will not be in place here in the MLB Draft League this year, any sort of disengagement. But there are the bigger bases. Here's the 1-0. There goes Howard. The pitch is low. Throw it out of second. Bounces away. Trickles into left center field. Aiden Howard's going to get up, take off for third, and make it standing up. So a stolen base for sure, and it'll probably be the first error of the season as well. A spill, if you will. 2-0 is the count. And it will be a steal and a throwing error by the catcher, Jacob Harper. So Howard now at third, 2-0 the count. No score early on, but the spikes threatening to get on the board early. The pitch to Smith, fastball in tight at 95, 3-0 the count. Well, so far, according to the TrackMan system, Kennedy in his first 17 throws has only found the zone three times. Pitch. And this one may have broken the bat. It's a foul to the right side. Heads over the Logger's Landing section that was built just a few years ago here at Storbeck Bowman Field. And, in fact, that did break the bat. He took the cut on 3-0. Now pinch in tight, and now he's going to have to grab a new piece of lumber. So 3-1 the count. By the way, the new technology, the cutting-edge technology that is in place here in the Major League Baseball Draft League includes sensors for all the bats now, so kind of have to be prepared now just in case you get a broken bat just like that. And in fact, it was a 2-0 count, so 2-2 it now is, and Smith lost this one to left field. It's playable for Sean Smith. The left fielder makes the catch. Howard tags from third. The throw home is cut off. And a sacrifice fly to left field for Addison Smith will result in his first MLB Draft League RBI and a 1-0 lead for the Spikes. That'll bring Jack Riddell to the plate, a product of Rice. He and teammate Matthew Linsky arrived together. Unfortunately, Matthew took ill, but he is doing all right. He'll be back in action soon. He has stayed back in Happy Valley for this trip. Hopefully he is listening in or watching the stream. Again, every game of the Spikes 2023 season available to stream on video. Thanks to our friends at Pixalot. Go to MLBDraftLeague.com/streaming. Fastball, a strike low in the zone, 95 miles an hour. 0-1 the count to Riddell. And the pitch, fastball outside. Ball and a strike now. Riddell this season at Rice, A 290 batting average, 351 on base percentage, 460 the slugging, 7 homers and 38 RBIs in 53 games. There's a changeup, first time we've seen that, and it floats in for a strike over the outer edge. 1-2. Cade Climie, the third baseman out of Sugar Land, Texas, a Texas A&M commit. Taking his cuts in the on-deck circle, the 1-2 to right out, swung on and missed. Kennedy ratchets it up to 97 miles an hour and records his first strikeout of the night. That'll bring Cade Climie to the plate. Third baseman out of Temple Junior College in Texas, but again committed to continue his collegiate career at Texas A&M. And he takes the first pitch low for a ball, 95 miles an hour, 1-0 the count. Climie, 6'2", 210 pounds. He, 19 years of age, will be 20 in October. The 1-0, breaking ball, slides in for a strike. 1-1, dipped right over the heart of the plate. Bases empty, two out. Spikes with a 1-0 lead here in the opening frame. And Kennedy out of the stretch. From the belt, delivers. Fastball, called strike on the outer half, 1-2. It's actually pretty noteworthy. Kennedy's velocity is set between 95 and 97 miles an hour, and he's doing it from the stretch. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, chopped, left side, charging in, the third baseman
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at Geisinger.org.
Bottom half for the first inning, and Kellen Hoover is making his first appearance as a Spike. Hoover out of Florida Southwestern College, a native of Woodstock, Virginia, 6'5", 210 pounds. With the long hair, he is 21 years old. In fact, a lot of tall right-handers on this Spike staff. You've got 6'4", 6'4", 6'4", 6'5", 6'5", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", two pitchers at 6 feet 7 inches, including tomorrow night's starter, Caden Kalber out of Washington State University. He is looking on tonight as Tyrese Johnson, Ryan Vogel, Reed Chumley, the top third of the order for the Spikes on deck here in the bottom of the first inning. Jack Oberdorf, Dante Stewart, Gage Gundy, the middle third, Sean Smith, Jacob Harper, and Eric Hernandez rounding it out. And Kellen Hoover's first pitch of the game is a 92-mile-an-hour four-seam fastball fouled to the right side, 0-1 the count. Tyrese Johnson in the right-handed box out of West Point, Mississippi, went to Central Arizona College. Just finished up his sophomore season, 20 years of age, 6'2", 190 pounds. Takes the ball inside, 1-1 the count. Set the Spikes defense here after the 1-1. That is chopped, third base side, charging in. Kate Climie, third baseman, high throw to first. It deflects off the mitt of Tyler Wilson. Nice hustle by Ellie Kligman, the catcher, to back it up. But the leadoff man is on base, and it's going to be an error assessed to Cade Climie. So the first one of the season for the Spikes. Johnson aboard, and here's Ryan Vogel, the number two hitter, the center fielder, out of Metamora, Illinois, a product of Bradley University. 21 years of age. He'll actually turn 22 in just a few weeks. 5'10", 185 pounds. And now Hoover and Kligman will have to be aware of the runner at first. Already Aiden Howard with a stolen base in the top of the first for the Spikes. The pitch, Fastball outside at 91, 1-0. Bigger bases here in the Major League Baseball Draft League, just as in the major leagues. 18 inches rather than the 14 that has been used for so long. That shortens the path somewhat for stolen bases. Here's the 1-0. Bouncer right back to Hoover, the pitcher. Fires to second for one. The second baseman Rydell over to first in time. A 1-4-3 double play. First double play turned by the Spikes this season. Two gone at the bottom of the first inning. Spikes leading 1-0. And now Reed Chumley, the batter, the third baseman out of Houston Christian University. If you're unfamiliar with it, it used to be called Houston Baptist, out of the Southland Conference. Native of Cypress, Texas, Chumley, 6'2", 210 pounds, 21 years of age. First pitch homeward, fouled behind home plate. 0-1 the count. 1-0 Spikes here in the bottom of the first inning. Addison Smith with a sacrifice fly to left, bringing in Aiden Howard for the game's first run. Here's the 0-1 from Hoover. That's fouled, popped up first base side. It won't be playable. It fades towards Logger's landing. 0-2 the count. Oldest continually operating ballpark in minor league baseball for so long. Historic Bowman Field here in Williamsport is the 0-2 foul back off the handle of the bat to the netting behind the plate. The netting completely protects us here in the broadcast booth, so Lloyds of London will not have to worry about ensuring the good looks of Steve and I when we are here in Williamsport. The 0-2, a liner to right, going back on it, a sinker gathered in by Robbie Morgan. He reels it home for the final out of the inning. One gone here at Historic Bowman Field. One error for the Spikes, but it does no damage. 1-0, State College leads here on opening day in Williamsport on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Back here to Historic Bowman Field. Joe Putnam along with you. Steve Jones will be back with us tomorrow night. Opening night presented by PSECU coming your way. 6:35 game time tomorrow. Gates open to the public at 5:30. And, of course, season ticket holders and groups with early entry. 5:20 for season ticket holders. 5:25 for groups. Tyler Wilson leading off the top of the second. Takes a fastball outside ball one. Wilson, the first baseman out of Grand Canyon University, native of Chandler, Arizona. His hometown is Chandler. Fastball down and away, 95 miles an hour, 2-0 the count. Wilson, another switch hitter. Spiked with four of them on the opening day roster. Here's the 2-0. Fastball called strike on the outer edge. 2-1 the count. Wilson actually holds also dual citizenship between Canada and Taiwan. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. That one rode a little low. Two balls and two strikes. Top of the second inning. 1-0 lead for State College. Spikes with a lone hit. Cade Climie's infield single. An error on each side in the opening frame. Here's the 2-2. And that is poked foul, left side. Another fastball from Tyler Kennedy. Second inning of work for the righty out of Florida Southwestern College. 6'4", 225, and plenty of tall fellas on the Williamsport Crosscutters staff. Jesse Litch, of course, back for a second season as Williamsport manager. Anthony Markle now serving as the pitching coach for the Crosscutters. 2-2, fouled behind home. Kennedy took a little something off that one. Count remains the same. Ron Paradin does return as the hitting coach. And Andy Hurtado now assistant coach for the Crosscutters with Julian Fernandez Hodge as the athletic trainer. 2-2. Tapper to the right side. Second baseman Stewart will charge in for it. Glove it. Flip to first. It was in time. Gage Gundy, the first baseman, had some trouble tracking it, but did gather it in the mitt. One gone on the 4-3 ground out to start the second. Here's Matthew Bardwell, the left fielder out of Riverside City College. He of Rancho Cucamonga, California. He is committed to continue his collegiate career at Cal State Fullerton. Barring, of course, anything that might happen in the Major League Baseball draft, which will take place July 9th through 11th over MLB All-Star Weekend once again and into All-Star Week. First pitch misses. One ball, no strikes. That one low and away to the righty Bardwell, and he shoots a grounder with some speed behind it, foul to the right side. One ball, one strike. Bardwell to be followed by Elijah Dukes, the number 8 hitter in the order. Ellie Kligman rounds out the order. After that, the 1-1, a fastball just missed outside. Two balls and a strike. Dave Tramway, the manager of the Spikes, coaching at third. Jesus Izuahe, who is very familiar with Williamsport, coaching at first. He is Spikes' assistant coach this year. 2-1 to Bardwell. Fastball low, 94 on the gun, 3-1 the count on the board. Izuahe actually spent his playing days, some of them playing for the Williamsport Crosscutters, and in fact made several appearances against the Spikes, both here and at Medler Field at the Bronco Park. But now on the Spikes side is a 3-1, a fastball and a called strike on the outer half, 3-2 the count. So Jesus coaching at first, and Jesus actually was part of the Major League Baseball Sabermetrics Symposium held this past offseason for young coaches. Payoff pitch to Bardwell. Fouled on a line, first base side, and that deflects a lot of steam behind it into the seats, but a fan of the back row wearing a Williamsport Cubs t-shirt grabs the foul. It avoided everybody. He just fetches it from the back row and gets a big hug. So much tradition here in Williamsport for baseball. The 3-2 foul back to the screen. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Leaning in for the sign, Kennedy. And the breaking ball tapped down the third base line. Foul. Only able to grab it behind the bag, but Ian Pittenger and Steve Zawiski both saw it go to the left of the stripe. The count is full. 38 pitches, 23 strikes to this point for Tyler Kennedy. In an inning and a third thus far. 1-0 lead for the Spikes, top of the second. Here's the set by Kennedy at the belt. And the righty delivers another 3-2. Called strike three. Nicks the zone, and it's the second strikeout of the night for Kennedy. Two gone, bases empty, top of the second. Here's Elijah Dukes, the designated hitter. Dukes out of San Jacinto College in Texas, a native of Tampa, Florida. And his father, a major leaguer as well. Elijah Dukes, who spent most of his time in the bigs with the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch fastball is a strike. Lower part of the zone over the middle. 0-1 the count. Dukes taking the first pitch. Now Kennedy delivers. Off speed this time. Elijah lays off again. This one rides high for a ball. One ball and one strike. I say Elijah Duke's actually significant time with the Washington Nationals as well. 13 homers, 44 RBIs in 2008. And the pitch outside for a ball. 2-1. Here's the 2-1. Fastball upstairs, 3-1 the count, 94 miles an hour. The younger Dukes. And the place they call Sand Jack. Just outside Houston, Texas. 3-1. Fastball down and in, ball four. Second walk issued by Tyler Kennedy to go with those two strikeouts. And a runner on with two gone for Ellie Kligman, the State College catcher. Kligman, most recently out of Fullerton Junior College out in California, native of Las Vegas. I was talking to him about playing in Las Vegas. He is one of the couple of spikes on this current roster who has MLB draft experience. He was taken in the 20th round by the Nationals back in 2021. Fastball high and away, 1-0 to Kligman. Drafted out of high school, elected to go to college, though. Actually went to Wake Forest before heading to Fullerton. Also spent time in the Northwoods League last summer. Pitch, fastball down and away, 2-0 the count. Actually played up in Duluth, Minnesota. He said the experience there is about the polar opposite from the dry heat that you get in the desert. Said on opening night, it was 38 degrees there. Playing in Duluth. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch. Fastball upstairs, 3-0 the count. If you notice some pace to this game, that's right, the pitch timer is coming to the MLB Draft League. It was hoped that the pitch timers would be visible and in play as much as you see as the Major League games by opening day, but some mechanical delays, some logistical delays. But they will be in place and they will be enforced. Fastball and a called strike. Kligman laying off the 3-0. But tonight, the umpires keeping the time on the field. 3-1, fastball low, ball four. Back-to-back two-out walks. And back to the top of the spikes order, and Aiden Howard. He made things happen his last time up. Drew a leadoff walk, stole second, reached third on an error on the play. And then scored on Addison Smith's sacrifice fly, and now Anthony Markle, the Williamsport pitching coach, is going to make the first visit of the 2023 season. Gives us the opportunity to remind you that tomorrow night, fireworks after the game, opening night presented by PSECU. Every fireworks show in the 2023 spike season will be themed out. Starting with tomorrow night, a salute to baseball music apropos for opening night. Also, one lucky fan will have the chance to go for the $25,000 opening night pitching challenge. You can enter throughout the game, and if you are selected, one fan will be selected to go down on the field onto the pitching rubber, and with a target 6 inches in diameter, of course the board much bigger than that, but you must throw it through the target 6 inches in diameter. If you can do that, it's $25,000, and I've done the math. The Justin Verlanders, the Max Scherzers, even the Shohei Ohtanis of the world don't make $25,000 per pitch. Not yet. Actually, crunching the numbers, David Price actually exceeded $25,000 per pitch last year, is what ended up being his final major league season. And here's Howard now. Meeting on the mound is over. Howard hitting as a lefty again, a switch hitter by a trade, and he takes a fastball down and in, 1-0. 93 on the gun now. Kennedy popping him in at 95, all the way up to 97 to start the game. But about to throw his 51st pitch. 26 have been strikes so far. The 1-0. That's fouled back to the screen, 1-1. Howard trying to jump on that pitch, maybe gets some launch angle to it. It is 320 feet down the left field line here at Historic Bowman Field, 411 feet to dead center, 328 to right field. The dimensions reconfigured after Major League Baseball started putting the Little League Classic here, which will be hosted once again this August. 1-1, fastball down and in, ties Howard up, a swing and a miss, 1-2. It'll be the Washington Nationals and the Philadelphia Phillies, Sunday, August 20th, which, if you have seen lately, will be a very special day for the Spikes as well. 1-2, foul back behind the plate. And over everything out towards the concession stands here in Williamsport. 1-2 the count. 1-0 Spikes, top of the second. Runners on first and second with two gone. And Howard, who worked to walk his first time up, trying to prolong the inning. Kellen Hoover getting set to return to the mound for his second inning of work. 1-2. That is popped up. Left side of the infield. Fernandez, the shortstop now. Chumley, the third baseman, calls for it. Makes the catch on the infield grass. And the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. Still 1-0 Spikes as we go to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier, as one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Bottom half of the second inning, Jack Overdorf, Dante Stewart, Gage Gundy due up, the 4-5-6 hitters for Williamsport. Kellen Hoover allowed the first runner to reach. It was via an error, but faced the minimum as he induced a double play immediately afterward. Jack Overdorf out of Seton Hill University, the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference. Fastball down and in for ball one. Greensburg, PA native, and Ellie Kligman, meanwhile, has now risen out from his spot behind home plate, and I think he is looking for something. Not sure if it's coming to avoid the... Nope, it's the chest protector. Looks like a snap on the chest protector is busted, so he's going to the backup. As Kligman adjusts the equipment. Reminder that tomorrow night, great seats are still available for opening night. Tickets are available now, statecollegespikes.com, and I assure you they are available on statecollegespikes.com. Also by phone, 814-272-1711. The ticket office open 9 a.m. to the end of the game tomorrow. Fastball swung on and missed. Might have been a bit of a foul there as it also deflected off the mitt of Ellie Kligman. Other games about to get underway. Actually, Trenton and Frederick are underway. Is that one tagged to center field? But back on it goes Aiden Howard. He has got it sized up well and makes the grab. Speed really able to cut things down. Got some oohs and ahs from the crowd here in Williamsport. Crosscutters fans wanting to see their club succeed early. And in fact, more often than not, the Spikes and Crosscutters have met, whether in the New York Penn League or here in the Major League Baseball Draft League, to start the season. And more often than not, it's the Crosscutters who have won the opening game, to be quite honest, over the years. First pitch, off-speed, swung on and missed to Dante Stewart. 0-1, Stewart, right-handed hitting second baseman out of the Woodlands, Texas. Product of Northwestern State University. Fastball low, 1-1 the count. Southland Conference school as well. Northwestern State down in Louisiana. Probably most noteworthy for upsetting Iowa in the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Fastball and a called strike on the inner half. 1-2 the count. 1-0 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the second. And the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three, went with a slider and got Stewart. And Kellen Hoover records his first strikeout as a State College Spike. Two down here is Smacks Loves with Cade Climby, the third baseman. Here's Gage Gundy now, and a familiar name. Stillwater, Oklahoma. Stillwater High School just finished up his high school career, 18 years of age. His father, Mike Gundy, the head football coach at Oklahoma State. I would have to say, now I'm looking at it from the helmet, the mullet not as glorious on Gage. But he certainly has hair that makes you think he's a Gundy. The 1-0, fastball and a called strike on the lower edge of the plate. 1-1, or lower edge of the zone, I should say, right over the heart of the plate. West Virginia and Mahoning Valley about to get underway at Eastwood Field as well. The fastball, or off speed, I should say, misses low. 2-1. Hoover into the full windup, the pitch, and that is swung on, popped up, foul ground, third base side. This is playable for Cade Climby. Over to the warning track, raises the teal mitt and makes the catch to end the inning. Three up, three down. Kellen Hoover setting them down in order in the second. He's faced the minimum through two. 1-0 State College as we head to the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Don't miss any of the fun as the State College Spikes hit the field this summer. It all begins with opening night presented by PSECU Friday, June 2nd at 6:35 p.m. when the Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters. The festivities include a schedule magnet giveaway plus the $25,000 opening night pitching challenge. And the night is capped off with a spectacular post-game fireworks show. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the third inning here at historic Bowman Field. Addison Smith, Jack Rydell, Cade Climby, the 2-3-4 hitters due up as the Spikes opening up the 2023 Major League Baseball Draft League season against the Williamsport Crosscutters. These two teams will meet again tomorrow at 6:35, Saturday at 6:35. Both games featuring fireworks after the game. Themed shows, the salute to baseball music tomorrow. Well, Queen and little Elton John on the docket on Saturday night after the game with PSECU presenting tomorrow night's fireworks, Penn State Health Saturdays. Addison Smith takes a strike, fastball at 93 on the inner half of the plate. So Smith, the switch hitter, batting as a lefty, drove in the game's only run to this point with a sacrifice fly to left field in the first inning. Fastball outside, 1-1 to Smith, native of Liberty High School. Again, the pitch timer is in place. Time being kept on the field, though, here in the early stages of the season. But you will see the clocks up at ballparks across the MLB Draft League soon. 1-1 foul to the left side. 1-2 to count. Also bigger bases, but the Major League Baseball Draft League hasn't adopted all of the new MLB rules. No rules on maximum disengagements from the mound. Fastball fouled to the netting behind home, and Smith checking the bat. He broke one already in the first inning. One ball and two strikes. Kennedy going strictly from the stretch. The 1-2. Fastball down and in, ball two. Tickets available for both games again, statecollegespikes.com, 24/7. You can get the full listing of promotions as well, and more promotions to be added. There's the 2-2. Popped up. Shallow left. Charging in the left fielder, Sean Smith. He's underneath and makes a two-handed grab. Had to lean forward a bit for that one, but second fly out for Smith to left field, though this one did not produce a run. One gone, and Jack Rydell, the batter, the second baseman out of Rice, struck out swinging in his first at-bat. In addition to tomorrow's fireworks show, a Pride hat giveaway for the first 500 fans presented by Chumley's Cocktail Bar. And after both games this weekend, Kids Run the Bases, presented by Mount Nittany Health. It's a home run edition again. Start at home plate, go all the way around to home as the first pitch to Rydell swung on and missed. High fastball at 94. Rydell also batting as a left-hander. He is strictly a left-handed hitter. The pitch, fastball high and away, evens the count. Ticket office will be open tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. You can call 814-272-1711 or can visit in person. Also, the aforementioned statecollegespikes.com option. You can download your tickets right there onto your phone. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Ten a.m. until the end of the game. The hours for Saturday at the ballpark is the 1-2 foul back. Ricochets off the netting. Ball boy coming from the third base visitor's dugout. Headed back in. The set. The 1-2. Bounces in. Gets past Harper, but strictly ball two. And nobody on base. We'll be back here Sunday. It'll be a 4:05 game between the Spikes and the Crosscutters to finish off the opening series, but then right back into action. 2-2, foul to the left side. And traveling all the way out towards Route 15. Monday, the only Buck Monday of the year. Dollar outfield bleacher seats, dollar popcorn, but also dollar hot dogs. There will be $3 dog nights throughout the course of the year. The 2-2 swung on him is strike three. High heat from Kennedy once again. Second time he is retired. Rydell via strikes, his third strikeout of the evening overall. Jesse Litch now headed out to the mound. And that was Kennedy's 67th pitch of the night, 39 of them for strikes. Well, maybe it won't be the end. This might be the warning, though. Just get this last guy, and we'll get you going. But 67 pitches, that is on the high side to open up the season. And, yeah, Jesse Litch, not a whole lot to say to Tyler Kennedy. Just pats him on the chest. Heads back to the dugout. First base shine. Jacob Harper heads back behind the plate. And Cade Climie, who reached base via the only hit to this point in the game, an infield single to third. Back in the opening frame, steps into the right-handed box for his second at-bat. 1-0 Spikes, top of the third inning. And Kennedy delivers. That's a fastball called strike. Low and inside portion of the zone. Here's the 0-1. That is fouled at the plate. Climie just a little bit behind that. It also was running up and in on him. But it's an 0-2 count. 92 on that delivery. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys. Gold numerals on the back. Gold numerals lower right-hand portion of the jersey as well. The Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. 0-2. Fastball up and in. Check swing by Climie. And Don't even bother to appeal. He clearly did not go. Ball and two strikes. Crosscutters again in the faux vest-style jerseys, the white jerseys, the red sleeves. And the 1-2, and that is lifted foul, right side, out of play. Count remains the same. Talking about some of those new promotions, one of them, the Sean Clifford VIP, the limited edition VIP bobblehead package available. That's right. This is totally separate from the giveaway bobblehead that'll be going to the first 1,000 fans thanks to Lion Country Kia July 15th. Climby fouls it again, right side. 1-2. This one is a throwback. It's a 1923 limited edition VIP bobblehead because, of course, the joke was that Coach James Franklin made that he had played in the 1923 Rose Bowl. First time that the Nittany Lions were in it. Fastball down and in, ball two to Climby. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases empty, top of the third. Spikes leading one zip. That was the joke, but, of course, Spikes found a way to put Sean Clifford into that team photo for that squad that made the 1923 Rose Bowl. Bouncer foul, third base sign, still 2-2 to Climby. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up for Climby. And now a whole bobblehead based on it. Here's the 2-2. Check swing, did he go? He did not. It's a breaking ball low. Tag was applied just in case that was strike three, but it was not. Clearly dipped out of the zone, and the count now full. Kennedy with three strikeouts, a trio of walks. He has given up just one hit so far, the one run against him. And the 3-2, here's a bouncer up the middle, diving second baseman Stewart knocks it down, but the ball trickles away from him, and Climby has his second hit of the evening. I don't think you can really call that an infield single. It was a great effort by Stewart just to put any bit of leather on that. But what it will be is the last batter that Tyler Kennedy faces. That visit by Jesse Litch was a last batter warning. And congratulates Kennedy as he heads off the mound. 76 pitches for the 20-year-old out of Columbia, South Carolina, and he will now give way. We'll have the identity of the new Williamsport pitcher, as well as the rest of this third inning. Runner on first, two outs for the Spikes down the top of the third, leading 1-0. We're back after this call to the bullpen on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
New pitcher for Williamsport, left-hander Jacob Hasty out of Keller, Texas, a product of the University of Missouri, 22 years of age. He's 6'2", 220 pounds. And And Hasty also spent time at LSU in his collegiate career. This past year at Missouri, he made 11 appearances, 0-1 record, a 12-3 ADRA. 8 total innings, he allowed 12 runs, 11 of them earned on 9 hits. He struck out 10 batters but walked 16. And he is now on to face Robbie Morgan IV, the Central Michigan product, with a runner on first, 2 outs here in the top of the third. Spikes leading 1-0. And Morgan, a right fielder, flied out to left field in his last at bat. Here's the set. And Hasty, the left-hander, deals to the righty Morgan. 90-mile-an-hour fastball down and in, 1-0. Cade Climie leading off first. He has both of the spikes hits tonight. Hasty, a look to first, and the pitch homeward. Swing and a miss. Swung through the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-1. Talked about how there is not a rule against disengagements in the MLB Draft League. They're also, the hitters do not have the one timeout per at-bat maximum. And the 1-1. Called strike. Fastball high in the zone. 1-2. In addition, the pitch timer here in the MLB Draft League, 20 seconds per pitch, regardless of if there are runners on base or not. It is still 30 seconds for the ensuing batter to get to the plate and receive his first pitch, and 2 minutes between innings. Here's a 1-2. Breaking ball on a called strike 3 over the outer edge of the plate. A good pitch by Jacob Hasty, and the inning is over. Spikes net a hit. They leave a runner on. 2.5 innings gone. 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Fireworks, fireworks, fireworks. If you love fireworks, you'll love opening weekend at the State College Spikes. Friday, see a fantastic Salute to Baseball music fireworks show after the 6:35 p.m. game presented by PSCCU. Then Saturday, it's another fireworks show after the 6:35 game presented by Penn State Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Bottom of the third inning here at Historic Bowman Field. 1-0 lead for the Spikes. Kellen Hoover, the right-hander, has faced the minimum so far for State College, and the Spikes righty delivers an 88-mile-an-hour pitch for a called strike just above the knees. 0-1 the count. 1-0 lead for the Spikes, and the distinction for the Spikes being the first team to score this year. Thanks to player liaison Shannon O'Neill for confirming that. And in fact, Mahoning Valley has just now scored in the bottom of the first inning of their game against West Virginia, but the Spikes already scored before 6:45 p.m., actually before any of the other games got underway. 0-2 is now the count to Sean Smith, and the left fielder fouls it back to the screen. Count remains the same. Well, the Spikes on the board, 1-0, not claiming the MLB Draft League Championship just yet, but if the season ended now, I think the Spikes would be the winners, the 0-2. Breaking ball low, blocked by Kelly Kligman. 1-2 the count. Kligman handling the duties behind the plate tonight. Tyler Wilson at first. Jack Rydell is at second. Addison Smith at shortstop. Cade Climie at third. Here's the 1-2. That is lifted in the air, center field. Aiden Howard going back on it. He has it sized up well, makes the catch. He is going to be the type of center fielder, just 17 years of age, but he's going to make a lot of plays look easy that really aren't because of that closing speed and the way he reads the ball. One gone in the bottom of the third. The only base runner Hoover has allowed is via an error in the first inning. That's it. Outfield, by the way, surrounding Howard in center. Matthew Bardwell is in left. Robbie Morgan, the fourth, in right. Fastball up and in. 1-0 on Jacob Harper, the Williamsport catcher. Out of Paulding, Georgia, product of Valdosta State. Down in the Gulf South Conference. Fastball upstairs. 2-0 the count. 21 years of age. 6 foot, 190 pounds. Jesse Litch, Williamsport manager. In the dugout, letting Andy Hurtado and Ron Perrodin coach the bases. And the pitch, a ball, 3-0 the count. All right, check that. Jesse actually is at third. I beg your pardon. Ron Perrodin's at first. Fastball upstairs, ball four. So a four-pitch walk. First runner that Kellen Hoover has allowed other than via error. And with a runner on and one gone, here's Eric Hernandez, the shortstop. Now, Hoover got out of it last time, eliciting a grounder right back to him and starting a 1-4-3 double play. Fernandez, out of Miami, Florida, just finished up at Riviera Prep, finishing his high school career down in South Florida. Fastball upstairs, 1-0 the count, and Ellie Kligman's going to trot out to the mound to have a chat with Kellen Hoover, who has now missed the zone with his last five pitches. Looking for 3-4 innings out of Hoover today. And we are also likely to see a few other pitchers tonight. Likely to see Jacob Odell this evening for a couple of innings. Spencer Hill for an inning. Daniel Patasak. Likely a couple of innings as well. Fastball called strike on the inside corner. 1-1 to the lefty Fernandez. He is the only left-handed hitter on this Williamsport opening day roster. Everybody else a right-handed hitter. Spikes, on the flip side, have four switch hitters on the opening day roster. By the way, final line on Tyler Kennedy, Williamsport starter. 2 2/3 innings, one earned run on two hits, three walks, three strikeouts. Also delivered a wild pitch, 76 pitches in total tonight. Foul to the left side from Fernandez. And the count 1-2. Hoover out of the stretch. Harper leading on first, the Williamsport catcher. Will take off, and the pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Kligman throws down to second. It won't be in time. Probably not expecting the catcher to take off, but the strikeout by Kellen Hoover is his second of the evening. And it's brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Tyrese Johnson, the batter, leadoff man in the order. He was the one that reached via an error in the first inning, but was erased on the subsequent double play. Hoover checks second, and the pitch. Fastball strike. Upper reaches of the zone at 91 miles an hour, 0-1 the count. Johnson in the right-handed box. Harper now on second after the stolen base. Here's the 0-1. That's a chopper foul that goes off of Johnson's right leg. 0-2 the count. Back on the air with you, 6:05 tomorrow night here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by our friends at Penn State Health, Penn State Sports Medicine. We're on the air with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health, and of course, opening night presented by PSECU, including the special introductions. The 0-2 to Johnson. popped up to center field. This will be the easiest catch Aiden Howard's made all day. He makes it, and the inning is over. No runs, no errors, no hits, one left. Three innings gone here at historic Bowman Field. 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the fourth inning here at Muncie Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field, home of the Williamsport Crosscutters, opening up the 2023 Major League Baseball Draft League season with the State College Spikes, who lead it 1-0. Tyler Wilson, Matthew Bardwell, Elijah Dukes, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters due up against the lefty Jacob Hasty, who notched the final out in the top of the third. Tyler Wilson, the first baseman out of Grand Canyon, is 0 for 1. He grounded out to second his first time up, and the pitch. Fastball low, 0-1. Hasty joined by fellow lefty Trenton Shaw on the opening day roster, but righties elsewhere. Meanwhile, for the Spikes, only one left-hander on staff, Ty Fisher. He'll get the ball Saturday night when the Spikes take on the Crosscutters at 6:35 at Medler Field at the Bronco Park. Swing and a miss, 1-1 to Wilson. Now time for the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard as well. Told you the Spikes are the first team in the MLB Draft League season to score. Leading 1-0 here in the fourth. Pitch outside for a ball. 2-1 to Wilson. Elsewhere, Mahoning Valley has taken a 1-0 lead on West Virginia. Top of the second out at Eastwood Field. Trenton and Frederick scoreless. Bottom of the second in their opener at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. The 2-1. Fastball down and in. Wilson had to kick his feet out of the way. 3-1 the count. Take a look at the Major League Baseball scores tonight as well. Red Sox and Reds scoreless middle of the second. Not a whole lot of action tonight as a 3-1 lined over the leaping shortstop Fernandez. A base hit for Tyler Wilson. It's the first one that has reached the outfield on a line this evening. Of course, the Crosscutters are without a hit so far, but Wilson now into the hit column as a Spike, and the leadoff man is on base for Matthew Bardwell, the left fielder. Bardwell struck out looking back in the second. Pitch. That is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Set by Hasty, the lefty, takes a look at first. Wilson takes his lead. It's a short one, the 1-0. Check swing, it's a called strike. Fastball in the inner half. Elsewhere in the bigs, earlier today, the Blue Jays topped the Brewers 3-1. Mets over the Phillies 4-2. Padres defeat the Marlins 10-1. And the Diamondbacks defeat the Rockies 5-4. Here's the 1-1. Fastball called strike just above the knees. 90 on the fastball, 1-2 the count. Starting up just a few moments from now, the Twins hosting the Guardians out in Minneapolis, and the Angels will visit the Astros at 8:10. Here's the set by Hasty. Breaking ball to Bardwell. A called strike three, upper edge of the zone. It's the second strikeout for Hasty. They've both been looking. One gone in the top of the fourth. Now here's Elijah Dukes. He drew a walk in the second inning, one of the three issued by Williamsport starter Tyler Kennedy, who's on the hook right now. Dukes in the left-handed batter's box, facing the lefty Hasty. First pitch of the at-bat. Check swing. Ball tailed away from Dukes. Low and away, ball one. Davis Riley leading the way after the first round of the Memorial, and also later on tonight, game one of the NBA Finals, the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. Incredibly, since joining the ABA, or joining the NBA from the ABA, in 1976 is the first time the Nuggets have ever made the NBA Finals. As the pitch low and it trickles away from Harper, he could not find it. So dashing for second is Tyler Wilson. So Wilson will reach second. And we'll see what that is ruled. And he now in scoring position for Dukes with a hitter's count, 2-0. Hasty working off the third base side of the rubber. Lefty with a high set. Looks to second. Now the pitch homeward. Fastball upstairs. 3-0. Ellie Kligman waits on deck. It is a wild pitch, by the way, that put Wilson at second. Miami Heat, meanwhile, just the second number 8 seed to make the NBA Finals. They actually lost to the other 8 seed to make the NBA Finals, the New York Knicks, back in the lockout season. 1999. Pitch swung on and missed. Dukes taking a cut on 3-0, but could not reach the fastball, and it's 3-1. Been one of the main points of change in hitters' approaches, but oftentimes it's because the data showed on 3-0. Oftentimes, you're getting an appetizing pitch to hit because a pitcher doesn't want to walk you, give you a free base on four pitches. So they'd put it in the zone more often, and hitters could smack them around. Now it might be starting to swing the other way. Pitchers are wise to that, so they'll throw out of the zone more often on 3-0. Here's the 3-1. This is out of the zone, and it is a five-pitch walk to Elijah Dukes. Second base on balls he's drawn tonight. First and second for the Spikes with one gone to the top of the fourth, and here is Ellie Kligman. The catcher walked himself back in the second inning as well. 1-0 lead for the Spikes. Opportunity to extend it here in the fourth. So we remind you, the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge, 0-1. Kligman checking down with Dave Tremblay coaching at third. Spikes manager for the second straight year. First repeat manager of the Spikes since Joe Kruzel in 2017 and 18. The 0-1. Here's a foul ball right side, floating into the seats and slipped right through the hands of a fan. It looked like he had the two-hand basket catch all set, but he didn't grab it, and Usher's checking on him, making sure he's okay. A lot of longtime ballpark staff here in Williamsport, and actually we are going to say goodbye to two of our longtime ballpark staff who have been day one people, two of our favorite ushers. Here's the 0-2. A roller out in front of the plate picked up by the catcher Harper. Throw to first is in time. Runners move up to second and third. The swinging bunt goes as a ground out. Now second and third with two down for the leadoff man, Aiden Howard. The center fielder walked, stole a base, reached third on an error, and scored in the first inning. Popped out to short in the second inning. Those two longtime ushers, day ones, Terry Michelle, who's been our head usher since the inception of the ball club, very first game, June 20th, 2006, announced her retirement, so to speak. She and Ray Holzing have been the head ushers for the past few years, and here's the grounder on to third now, taken in by Reed Chumley, fires on to first in time, and the inning is over. But Terry, after many years of service, wanted to salute her, as well as Gary Corman, another day one usher, a familiar presence of the ballpark. We'll be seeing them both as fans now, and hopefully if you get the chance to run into them at Medler Field at Lebronto Park for a game this season, you thank them for their service, as we do. One hit, two runners left on base for the Spikes in the top of the fourth, a 1-0 lead for State College. Back after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Closed Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Bottom of the fourth inning, first pitch of it delivered by Kellen Hoover, swung on and missed. Strike one to Ryan Vogel, Williamsport center fielder, leading off the frame, the number two hitter in the order. He'll be followed by Reed Chumley and Jack Overdorf. The 0-1. Fastball to, actually, that was the breaking ball, the slider that time from Hoover. That had a snap to it, even though it only came in at 82 miles an hour. It's a strike nevertheless. 0-2 to Vogel, who grounded into a 1-4-3 double play back in the first inning. Pitch, breaking ball, foul right side. 1-0 Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth. Spikes out hitting the crosscutters. 3-0 in this game. Each team with a hit. The only runners Kellen Hoover is allowed are one via an error and one via a walk. That fastball sails over everybody to the backstop. One of the rare missteps for Kellen Hoover, who has thrown 39 pitches, 27 of them for strikes. He's been very efficient in his three-plus innings on the mound. Here's the 1-2. Fastball to called strike three. Make it 3 1/3 as he notches his third strikeout of the game. And it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 2022, and 2023. We were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. One gone in the bottom of the fourth, and here's Reed Chumley. The Williamsport third baseman is 0-for-1. He flied out to right field his first time up. Swings to the first pitch here, lofts it to right again, but Robbie Morgan the fourth has it sized up, raises up the left hand to make the catch, two away. Hoover has not allowed more than one base runner in any inning. He has retired the side in order in the second, faced the minimum in the first with the double play thrown in, only one over the minimum in the third. First two batters go down here in the fourth, and now Jack Overdorf, the designated hitter up, right-handed hitter, flying out to center field his first time up. pitch. And that swung on, foul to the right side, 0-1. And you really, with the pitch timers, some of these pitchers, not all, but some, are getting used to this for the first time. It's not widespread in the high school game, although in the college game, it's some conferences have adopted it, and in fact, it's going to be adopted across Division I, all of Division I, starting next season. Strike on the inside corner, 0-2 to Oberdorf. Wind up by Hoover, and the delivery, bouncer foul, third base side, just to the left of the stripe. Kate Climby went after it, and he was a little worried, it looked like, from the expression on his face that he wouldn't be able to get to it, but that's because it's a foul ball. But you look at the pitch timer, and it really works both ways. Yes, it's causing pitchers to buckle down, and the slow workers are a lot less slow now than they used to be. But it does have an effect on the hitters as well. I think you've seen more hitters, whether because they're trying to jump on the pitchers or just because of their own anxiety, are offering at opening pitches in the count. There's certainly a lot of it, but there's less working of counts. Fastball high, 1-2, next pitch popped up. Right side of the infield, Jack Riddell, the second baseman, on the edge of the grass. Toward the outfield, makes the two-handed grab, and the inning is over. Three up, three down for Kellen Hoover. An outstanding outing for the Florida Southwestern product, the native of Woodstock, Virginia. He's done everything the Spikes have been looking for and more today. Might be it for him. He was ticketed for three or four innings, but kept his pitch count pretty low. We'll see if he'll come back out for the fifth, but in the meantime, he has helped his club lead 1-0 through four innings. Here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Don't miss any of the fun as the State College Spikes hit the field this summer. It all begins with opening night presented by PSECU Friday, June 2nd at 6:35 p.m. when the Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters. The festivities include a schedule magnet giveaway plus the $25,000 opening night pitching challenge. And the night is capped off with a spectacular post-game fireworks show. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Of the third inning, and fans, Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Addison Smith leads off the top of the fifth for the Spikes. He'll be followed by Jack Riddell and Cade Climby. 2-3-4 in the order. Jacob Hasty, the left-hander on for his third different inning of work, delivers a ball low. One ball, no strikes. Smith drove in the game's only run to this point with a sacrifice fly to left in the first. He flied out to left field again in the third. The 1-0. Tapper down the third baseline. That'll go foul and head onto the grass where Hasty will scoop it up, or at least try to scoop it up with a mitt. Toss that ball out of play. Get a new one from plate umpire Steve Zawiski. One ball, one strike. Tyler Kennedy started with the first 2 2/3 innings. Hasty got the last out of the Spike's third inning, and then allowed a hit and a walk, but no runs in the fourth. Hasty sets and delivers. Clipped foul into the mitt of Jacob Harper, the catcher. It's 1-2. Spikes looking to gain the win in the season opener and the home opener tomorrow night, presented by PSECU opening night. 6:35 game time. Special pregame introductions, of course. Pitch, breaking ball low. Two balls and two strikes. Fireworks after the game, a salute to baseball music, the $25,000 opening night pitching challenge, and so much more, all part of tomorrow night's activities at Medler Field at the Bronto Park as the 2-2 breaking ball tumbles over the outer portion of the plate. Recalled strike three. That's the third strikeout for Jacob Hasty. Can tell the curveball is his out pitch, and he's got three strikeouts, all of them looking. One gone in the top of the fifth. Here's Jack Riddell, the second baseman out of Rice. 0-for-2. He struck out twice against starter Tyler Kennedy. Kellen Hoover, meanwhile, four innings thus far. Has allowed one walk, and that's it. One runner on via an error as the first pitch swung on and missed. Off speed, it's 0-1. Here's the set by Hasty. And the pitch. Tapper foul behind the plate. 0-2 the count. Again, Spikes in action at home tomorrow night and Saturday. Both 6:35 games. Game times for this year, the same as the past couple of seasons. 6:35 Monday through Saturday. 4:05 games on Sunday. There is one exception. The 0-2 comes into right Al. That bounces in the dirt, blocked by Harper. One ball, two strikes. That exception is Wednesday, July 26th. That'll be Super Splash Day at the ballpark, making its return. A 12:05 start for that game. But 40 home games, matching the most in club history for a regular season. And tickets for all of them available now at statecollegespikes.com. The 1-2 fades in for a called strike three on the outer edge. Looks like more of a changeup there. Two gone in the top of the fifth. Back-to-back strikeouts for Hasty. And here's Kate Climie, who has two hits, an infield single to the third base side in the first inning for the spike manning the hot corner. And then Climie, whose family is in attendance tonight, by the way, produced a base hit up the middle in the third. Ground ball single is the pitch taken for a strike on the outer edge, 0-1, but he has two of the spike's three hits in the game. State College with a 1-0 lead. Top of the fifth inning here at historic Bowman Field in Williamsport. The lights are on. They've been on for about the last inning or so. 0-1. Fades in outside. One ball, one strike. Climie. Batting as a righty. He is a righty by trade, but four switch hitters in the Spikes lineup and all of them in the opening night orders. Climie lifts this one to center field. Back goes Vogel. He reels it in just shy of the warning track. Climie gave it a ride, but it's the final out of the inning as the Spikes go down in order in the top of the fifth. We are halfway home here in Williamsport. State College with a 1-0 lead on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Fireworks, fireworks, fireworks. If you love fireworks, you'll love opening weekend at the State College Spikes. Friday, see a fantastic Salute to Baseball Music fireworks show after the 6:35 p.m. game presented by PSECU. Then Saturday, it's another fireworks show after the 6:35 game presented by Penn State Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Into the bottom of the fifth inning here at Historic Bowman Field, and fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fifth. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Not a whole lot of pitchers have done much better than Kellen Hoover did in his first start in a Spikes uniform. Four innings, he faced just one batter over the minimum. He did not allow a hit nor a run. He allowed one walk, one other runner reached by an error, but he elicited a double play to erase that batter. Three strikeouts for Hoover, a stellar performance. And he gives way now to the right-hander out of San Diego, Jacob Odell, product of Orange Coast College. Odell, 6'5", 210 pounds. He is 19 years of age. He'll be 20 in November. And it's Odell now on to face Dante Stewart, Gage Gundy, and Sean Smith, the 5-6-7 batters in the cross-cutter order. And you might have seen last year across the league some split games, some substitutions made mid-game, but rosters are not yet at their full form, so you're probably not going to see that tonight as the rosters grow up to the first half maximum of 32 players. Might see more of those mid-game substitutions. The first pitch from Odell up and in to Stewart, who struck out swinging against Kellen Hoover in the second. Odell going strictly from the stretch. The pitch swung on and missed. 95-mile-an-hour fastball in the inner half. It's 1-1. A lot of heat for this Spikes pitching staff. A lot of length. Big frames. Tomorrow, Caden Kalber gets the start for the Spikes. He is 6'7" out of Washington State. Fastball and a called strike on the inside corner. It's 1-2. 1-0 lead for the Spikes. Now Hoover, even in the Major League Baseball Draft League, you still have to go five innings as a starter to get credit for the win, but right now he has left with the lead and he's left the Spikes in good hands. 1-2. Fastball upstairs, 2-2 the count. That one ratcheted up to 97 on the gun. And the pitch. Fastball called. Strike three. 94 on the inside corner. And Stewart down on strikes. First strikeout for Jacob Odell tonight. And his first is a Spike. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit MountNittany.org to find a provider today. First pitch to Gage Gundy is a foul ball to the right side. 95 on the fastball. 0-1 the count. Product of Stillwater High School. Speculation up here in the press box as to when we can expect Coach Mike Gundy, his father, to make an appearance here in Williamsport this summer. 0-1, fades in for a called strike on the inside corner, 0-2. Be quite interesting, of course, if he were to take a diversion down to Happy Valley. While here, Gundy fouled out to the third baseman, Cade Climie, in the second. 0-2, popped up to the right side, foul ground again. This time it's the first baseman, Wilson, at the edge of the warning track, making the catch. So Tyler Wilson puts it away. Two down in the bottom of the fifth. Williamsport without a hit to this point. Just a walk. That is the only base runner they've gained through their own hitting efforts. And Sean Smith, the Williamsport left fielder, steps up. He flied out to Aiden Howard in center field back in the third. Aiden Howard, the kind of center fielder that's going to make the hard plays look easy. Pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Spikes will have another young outfielder coming this way in due time as he finishes up his high school career. Fastball upstairs, deflects off the mitt of Kligman. He raised it all the way up, and it was over that as well. 1-1 the count. Darryl Michael Jean will be joining the Spikes soon. Here's a 1-1. Swing and a miss for the fastball by him at 96. One and two the count. It's been heat and accurate heat for Jacob Odell. 11 pitches, 8 strikes. Here's the 12th. Fastball upstairs, 2-2. Odell let it slip just a tad coming off the mound. Maybe just wanted the strikeout that much to end the inning. And again, more guys on the way for the Spikes team, even including tomorrow. 26 players on the opening day roster, but again, the maximum, 32. And you'll see most teams in the league right at that maximum throughout the course of the year. The pitch foul to the right side. Still 2-2 to Smith. Of course, the premium is on the pitching. And this season, all 9-inning games. But there will be ample members of the pitching staff to work all of those innings for all teams. Fastball down and away. Count is full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bases are empty. Spikes leading 1-0. Here in the bottom of the 5th in Williamsport. Opening game of the 2023 MLB Draft League season. In fact, it was the opening game league-wide. We got started at 6:35. Everybody else at 7 or after. The 3-2. Called strike 3. 95 on the inside corner. Second strikeout for Jacob Odell, and it is brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. 3 up, 3 down in Jacob Odell's first inning as a Spike. 5 innings gone, 1-0 lead for State College here on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the 6th inning here at historic Bowman Field, and Williamsport turns to its third pitcher of the evening after Jacob Hasty went 2 1/3 innings. Hasty did not allow a run. He yielded one hit. He walked one batter. He struck out 4, all of them looking. And he now gives way to Drew Bryan, right-hander out of the University of Chicago. Back in the 1900s, actually back in 1890s, a founding member of the Big Ten Conference, but now a Division III school in athletics, but a very prestigious school. So a smart fella, 20 years of age, 6 foot, 210 pounds. He's a native of Sanford, North Carolina, and he will get the ball here in the top of the 6th as the Spikes lead 1-0, and State College will send Robbie Morgan the 4th, Tyler Wilson, and Matthew Bardwell to the plate. Dave Tremblay, Spikes manager, juggling this roster, which has changed throughout the course of the week with players slated to come in, having to head to regionals with their collegiate squad. But players trickling in. It started with a group of 11 players on Monday, and it has grown since then to this opening day roster. He surveys the scene from his third base coaching box as Robbie Morgan the fourth takes the first pitch outside for a ball, and that one deflects off the mitt of Jacob Harper, who tried to backhand it. One ball, no strikes. No action in the Spikes bullpen right now. Jacob Odell got the fifth. Kellen Hoover outstanding. Four no-hit innings to start the game. And here's a line drive to center field. And Robbie Morgan has his first hit as a spike. Line drive to center field is a single. All four Spikes hits have been singles. No extra base hits as of yet. Williamsport without a hit as of yet. The leadoff man on for the Spikes. And this is the third different frame that they've had the leadoff man aboard. Last one to do it, Tyler Wilson, did so with his single in the fourth. He grounded out in the second inning, 1-for-2 in the game. And now trying to get the offense moving again for the Spikes. Morgan leads off first. Bryan from the stretch, the righty delivers. Fastball outside, smacks the mitt of Harper at 92 miles an hour. But it's a ball. Here's the set by Bryan. Now throw to first, and diving back in is Morgan. Checked his hands. They're okay. Diving back into what has been colloquially called the pizza boxes, the bigger 18-inch bases implemented here and at all six MLB Draft League ballparks. The 1-0 foul back to the screen. It's 1-1. And, of course, these bases would have been in place anyway for the Little League Classic on August 20th, but just able to work them out a little earlier in the year. And this field also under the control of Major League Baseball throughout the year. MLB dugout specs, 1-1. Called strike, off-speed outer edge, 1-2 on Wilson. A left-handed hitter, or a switch in this at-bat, he is a switch hitter by trade. Also plays some outfield, but mostly a first baseman at Grand Canyon. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. That's fouled, third base side. Still 1-2. Top half of the sixth inning here in Williamsport. 1-0 State College. Got underway at 6:35 tonight. Actually, might have got started just seconds before the clock ticked over to 6:35. Here's the 1-2. Fastball down and in, 2-2. And again, 90 degrees at game time here. Rather a warm evening. It's now gone down to 87. Here's the set, the pitch. Upstairs for a ball, taking off for second is Morgan. They didn't expect it, and the ball gets away from the shortstop. Fernandez, now a throw back to second by Stewart, the second baseman. It gets away again, but is backed up by Gundy. So Morgan gets credit for a stolen base, that's all. But an eventful stolen base it was. His first as a spike, the second of the night for State College as a team. And now with a full count on Wilson, Morgan in scoring position, looking for that second Spikes run. Bryan sets, the righty delivers, fouled off the ankle of Wilson, but he's wearing the ankle guard on the right leg, so it didn't affect him that much. 3-2 the count. And the pitch. Tapper, right side. But that's a tapper that went off his right instep this time. That one did ding Tyler up a bit. So he'll walk it off. Count remains full. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys, the gray pants, the navy blue caps. Crosscutters in the white faux vest jerseys with the red sleeves, the white pants, and the red caps with the Script W logo. As the Crosscutters celebrate their 25th season here in Williamsport. And congratulations to a great group here. Fastball down and in is ball four. Wilson drawing his first walk of the evening. And now first and second, nobody out for Matthew Bardwell, the State College left fielder. has struck out his first two at-bats, but a big opportunity here to extend the 1-0 lead. Definitely congratulations to Doug Estes, Gabe Sinacropi, Sarah Budd, everybody who has served so long here at the Crosscutters, bringing great baseball and great fun to the folks here in Williamsport at the, at one time, was the oldest continuously operating ballpark in all professional baseball. And, of course, pro baseball is back in it and has been for some time. There was no Little League Classic, of course, in 2020, but got that. In the professional half of the season, Morgan takes off for third. Wilson goes back to first. Throw down to first is not in time, and Morgan takes third. It's a stolen base, an interesting, almost a delayed double steal. Harper thought he had Wilson dead to rights at first, went that way to get the out. Morgan got a great jump off second. One ball and one strike the count. Runners at the corners now. Still nobody out. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So one and two the count. Brian, ball in the right hand, dangling it as he looks toward home, gets the sign, and the 0-2. That is popped up, foul, first base sign, it'll float out of play. 0-2, or 1-2 count, I believe, to Bardwell. And one ball, two strikes. Ian Pittenger with a stopwatch out. Pitch timer being kept on the field today. It will be for at least the first couple of games on the schedule, it looks like. But pitch clocks will be installed around the league. And the 0-2, low, bounces away from Harper all the way to the backstop. Morgan scores. Wilson moves to second. 2-0 lead for the Spikes. Didn't hit the turf, a tough one to handle for sure, but that may well be a pass ball. We'll see what the official ruling is. In any case, it has scored the second Spikes run, and a runner yet in scoring position. Still nobody out. 1-2 to Bardwell. Ryan rises, sets, delivers. Fastball low, 2-2. Well, Kellen Hoover and Jacob Odell looking in pretty good position right now. Hoover, fantastic for the Spikes. Four no-hit innings in his first appearance for the club. What a way to start the season, and Odell continued on, striking out two of the three batters he's faced so far. Bouncer foul, and well, the Spikes field, and I'm not sure if it was Morgan that just scored. It looks like it might have been him, but somebody tried to barehand that ball, and it deflected off the left hand. So Dave Tremley has to retrieve it, flip it into the dugout. Jerome Williams, now Spikes pitching coach. Two balls, two strikes, pitch homeward. Chopper foul, third base time. Jerome Williams, a distinguished major league career. In fact, holds a historical distinction. He's the only pitcher in major league history to earn wins against the same team with three different teams himself in the same season. Pitch swung on and missed. And Bardwell down on strikes for the third time tonight. First strikeout for Drew Bryan. One gone in the top of the sixth. Tyler Wilson remains at second. And Elijah Dukes to the plate. Dukes, the DH, hasn't really been a hitter today, but he's been a walker twice. He's received the free pass. Now up for the third time. Ron Williams, by the way, did so with the Astros, Rangers, and Phillies in 2014. He beat the Phillies three times in 1 year, once with each squad. Pitch is low for a ball, 1-0 the count. 52 career wins, 655 strikeouts in the big leagues for Jerome Williams. Now tutoring this Spikes pitching staff as the fastball misses low, 2-0 to Dukes. And Tim Battle Jr., extensive pro experience, fourth-round draft choice of the Yankees. He has been a battler his whole life. Hopefully we'll get the chance to tell his full story here as this season progresses. The 2-0, foul tip into the mitt, 2-1 the count. Tim Battle Jr. serving as the hitting coach. He's been an instructor in the Atlanta area for several years previous to taking on this role with the Spikes. And we talked about Jesus Uzuahe making his return to Williamsport tonight. Coaching first base now, assistant coach for the Spikes here in the 2023 season. The 2-1 misses low, 3-1 the count. As a matter of fact, Jesus Uzuahe with pro experience. His father, also named Jesus Uzuahe, not only double-digit seasons of pro ball himself, but also now the manager of the Arizona Complex League Royals in the Kansas City organization, the rookie league team, and the 3-1 to Dukes misses low. He receives his third walk of the game. First and second, one gone now, and Ellie Kligman, Spike's catcher, will step in. Ellie walked his first time up. That was back in the second inning, and then a swinging bunt where he grounded out to the catcher, Harper, in the fourth inning. Brian dangles the arm, looks to second, the pitch homeward. That is fouled, left side, stays up in the air, but this will head into what was Cutter's Cove, third base side. It's not occupied tonight, but it probably will be at times through the course of the season. By the way, if you're looking on the third base side tomorrow night and at all 40 Spikes home games this year, check out Steakadelphia. On the third base side, 0-1 to Kligman, high and away for a ball. 1-1 to Ellie, native of Las Vegas. Ellie Kligman looking to break into the big league ranks. He is a great young man. As the 1-1 popped up, left field coming in, sliding and making a snow cone catch is Torrin Smith, the new left fielder. And the out is made, tagging. It was Wilson. I think he was trying to go to third. He got confused, got hung up, and he's out. Or no, I checked that. Okay, so Smith, the ball actually dropped, but they threw Wilson out on a force play at third. So it will actually go as a 7-5 fielder's choice. So Ellie Kligman now at first and Elijah Dukes at second. I thought initially that Torrin Smith, who replaced Sean Smith in left field at the start of this inning, had made the catch on the line, and Tyler Wilson wasn't too sure either. Got caught up in no man's land as Aiden Howard fouls the pitch off his foot. He is okay. He's right back in the box. 0-1 the count. Howard got things going with a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored in the first inning. He has popped out and grounded out since. The 0-1. Fastball low, 1-1 the count. He's made some difficult defensive plays look easy in center field tonight, though. Well, right now, it looks like unless Wilson was tagged out going around third, as Howard slugs this one deep to right center field. Back for it, the center fielder Vogel races it down. And the inning is over. A tremendous play by Ryan Vogel to get after that one as Aiden Howard sent it for a ride. But Vogel got all the way to the track to reel it in. One run, one hit, one error for the time being. Two runners left on base. At the end of 5.5, it's now a 2-0 lead for the Spikes. Back with more after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by PJ Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. PJ Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at PJ Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Jacob Odell on for his second inning of relief for the Spikes, who lead it 2-0. And the first batter he faces here is Jacob Harper, delivers a ball upstairs. Pass ball there. Well, as it stands now, there's an error charge currently, but that may change because the force play was made as now the 1-0 is lined to center field. And for the first time tonight, as the crowd rose and the scoreboard encouraged them to do so, it's a base hit for the Williamsport Crosscutters. So five hitless innings from Kellen Hoover and Jacob Odell to start the game. And now a leadoff single brings up the number nine hitter in the order, Eric Fernandez. Fernandez, the shortstop, he is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. By the way, substitution in the field as Ethan Mendoza checks in at shortstop, scoops up the grounder, flipped to second for one, on to first, 6-4-3 double play. So just as he enters the game, Ethan Mendoza, another fellow that just finished his high school career out of South Lake Carroll High School down in Texas, he has a commitment to Arizona State to play collegiately. He is 18 years old, a Bedford, Texas native, and he starts a 6-4-3 double play. The second one turned by the Spikes tonight. So stellar defensive efforts, and the base is empty with two outs as Tyrese Johnson grounds one on to Mendoza at shortstop. He makes a snag going to the ground, up to his feet, throw to first in time. What a play by Ethan Mendoza, the shortstop who checked in to replace Addison Smith here in the sixth inning. He will fill out the rest of the game. And he makes an impression early on. Six innings complete here at historic Bowman Field. 2-0 the lead for the State College Spikes here in the season opener in 2023 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Don't miss any of the fun as the State College Spikes hit the field this summer. It all begins with opening night presented by PSECU Friday, June 2nd at 6:35 p.m. when the Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters. The festivities include a schedule magnet giveaway plus the $25,000 opening night pitching challenge. And the night is capped off with a spectacular post-game fireworks show. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Into the seventh inning here at historic Bowman Field, and for the Williamsport Crosscutters, another new pitcher, their fourth of the evening. This one is right-hander Colby Klepper, a native of Stony Plain, Alberta, who goes to Presbyterian College in South Carolina. 6'4", 195 pounds. He is 22 years of age. Klepper replacing Drew Bryan, who in his inning of work allowed one run on one hit, two walks, He struck out one batter. And so Colby Klepper will take over with Ethan Mendoza, Jack Riddell, and Cade Climie due up here in the seventh inning. Mendoza took over at shortstop for Addison Smith, made his mark with the glove in the sixth inning. And now we'll get his chance with the bat, taking on the new Williamsport right-hander. Meanwhile, Tyler Heron has also taken over behind the plate for Williamsport. And I spoke too soon earlier when I said we won't see the changes in the midst of the game. Yes, we will. But Heron, actually, also out of Alberta, Grand Prairie, Alberta. So a couple of Canadians in the battery now. Heron, the catcher, out of Parkland College in Illinois. And the first pitch is a strike on the inside corner. 0-1 the count. Ethan Mendoza. Told you he's a native of Bedford, Texas. Just finished up at South Lake Carroll. And what an athletic tradition that has. A broken back grounder to short, taken in by Fernandez. Throws to first in time. One gone here in the seventh. And I'm sure, too, I mean, obviously, this is a warmer day. So with the catchers especially, we get the chance to see some changes behind the plate, particularly with all the equipment. And both of these teams, by the way, currently are carrying just two catchers. There are more on the way. Jack Riddell, the second baseman out of Rice up, 0-3. 2-0 lead for the Spikes here in the top of the seventh. Bases empty, one gone. First pitch by Klepper, high and away for a ball. Now the 1-0 delivery. It's swung on, popped up, right side of the infield. Second baseman Dante Stewart underneath it. He makes the grab, two away. Well, here we are. Two outs in the top of the seventh, 8:29. Citizen time. 2-0 lead for the Spikes here in the top of the seventh. Again, the pitch timer is in place for this game. Pitch clocks will be at all MLB Draft League ballparks soon. They had hoped to have them ready for opening day. Logistical, mechanical issues preventing that. But the time is being kept on the field. A 1-0, breaking ball low and away. Appeal down to first. Wyatt Lee says no go. It's actually the third base umpire, Ian Pittenger, who's been placed in charge of the pitch timer, but everybody will be able to see it here soon at all MLB Draft League ballparks. The 2-0, fastball low and away, 3-0 the count. Again, in the MLB Draft League, the pitch clock, they're calling it the pitch timer, but a lot of folks, whether it's a timer or a clock, it counts down, but it'll be 2 minutes between innings, 20 seconds for each pitch. Batter must be alert to the pitcher by 10 on the clock. Fastball and a called strike, making it a 3-1 count on Cade Climie. Climie, 2-for-3 in the game. He's singled in the first, singled in the third, flying out to center in the fifth, and he takes ball four in tight. So a two-out walk, first one issued by Colby Klepper tonight, the seventh issued by Williamsport Pitching. We'll bring Robbie Morgan the fourth to the plate. And Morgan smacked a single last time up, then stole second, stole third, and scored. And he scored on the wild pitch. That one low and away. Wild pitch thrown by Jacob Hasty, so a wild delivery on his record. Klepper leans in, set at the belt, pitch homeward. That swung on and missed. Big cut in a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-1 the count. Tomorrow night, 6:35, it'll be Caden Kalber getting the start for the Spikes. The 6'7 righty out of Washington State. Here's a foul ball back to the screen. It's 1-2. Meanwhile, tomorrow for Williamsport, Parker Burgess, right-hander out of Ontario. 18 years old, but he is 6'4". He'll get the ball to start for Williamsport. 6:35 game time. We're on with you at 6:05 with Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Any Health. Fastball upstairs, 2-2 the count, and I do mean we tomorrow. Ryan solo this evening, but Steve Jones back on the broadcast. Our 15th season of working together. It feels like new times all the time. Grounder on to third. Backhanded by Reed Chumley. Throw across the diamond. Gets away from Gundy. Moving up to third is Climey. He'll be held up there by Dave Tremblay. Robbie Morgan into second, and that will be the officially second error of the night for the Crosscutters. One was assessed last inning, but it was taken away because there was an out made on a play. So it is two errors now on the throwing error by the third baseman Chumley to allow Morgan to reach base. Climey moves to third. Second and third with two down. And here's Tyler Wilson, the first baseman. He is one for two. Grounded out to second in the second. Single in the fourth. A walk in the sixth. And he was the runner that was erased on the wonky play where an error was originally assessed. Torrance Smith actually did drop the ball, but he recovered and made the force play at third. Wilson thought he had caught it and was retreating to second. Fastball on a called strike on the outer edge to Wilson. The switch hitter batting as a lefty once again. 0-1 the count. The set. The pitch. That is fouled. Third base side. It'll find the seats. 0-2 now to Wilson. Two runs, four hits, one error for State College. No runs, one hit, two errors for Williamsport. If you're following along online, what is the second error currently was being changed around, so it's in the process. So it is two errors for Williamsport. Here's the set, and the 0-2. Fastball down and in, ball and two strikes. Fireworks after the game tomorrow night. The Magnet schedule giveaway for the first 500 fans before the game. It's all presented by PSECU as part of opening night at Medler Field in Lebrano Park. So excited, trying to make this the biggest schedule of all time. It's got at least a match for the most games, and that pitches lined sharply right side, foul. 1-2 the count, and actually might have broken Tyler Wilson's bat, and it did. He's going to head to the dugout for a new piece of lumber. So Cade Climey is at third. Robbie Morgan the fourth at second after the two-out error. So there'll be no further earned runs for Williamsport pitching here. Meanwhile, and that's the thing. Talked about the technology, the bat sensors. So what they have to do is they have to take the sensor off the broken bat and put it onto the new bat. So we will save time with the pitch timer, but in other cases there'll be a little bit of an extension. The tech delay, I guess you could call it. But it's a very minimal one, and Wilson's already back in the left-handed box. One ball, two strikes. Colby Klepper sets and delivers. Fastball in tight. Wilson lifted his arms out of the way. 2-2 the count. Two nothing State College here in the top of the seventh, looking to extend the lead. Williamsport just got its first hit of the game in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch. Fastball down and in just off the plate. And the count is full at 3-2. First base is open. Matthew Bardwell, the man on deck. Second and third, two outs. Klepper. Gets the sign, delivers. Fastball in tight, ball four. Second walk, Klepper is issued in the inning. The second one received by Tyler Wilson tonight. And the bases are loaded with two outs for Matthew Bardwell. Left fielder 0-for-3 himself. And catcher Tyler Heron will take the opportunity to head out to the mound to have a chat with Klepper. And for a lot of these catchers, making the adjustment, there is catching equipment available, and a lot of them are familiar with their own stuff. So Heron, as a matter of fact, with black and gold gear he brings with him, which clashes somewhat with the red and white of the Crosscutters, but is likely what he wore out at Parkland College. And here's Bardwell on the right-handed box. The crowd level rises, encouraged by the video board. The fastball down and away at 90 miles an hour. It's ball one. Again, Cade Climey is at third. Robbie Morgan, the fourth, is at second. Tyler Wilson is at first. Two outs, top of the seventh. Chance for the Spikes to extend the lead. The 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. And Dave Tremblay, Spikes manager, over 35 years in the game. In fact, he's approaching 40 years in the game of baseball. And he has said on more than one occasion, two out hits, two out runs can just be gut punches for the opposition because they think they have it in the bag, and then you go and add to a lead or subtract from it. Pitch a strike on the inside corner, fastball. Bardwell laying off on a 2-0 count. Now it's 2-1. Runners take their leads. Klepper delivers. Fastball low and away. 3-1 the count. Nowhere to put Matthew Bardwell. Elijah Dukes, who has walked three times in this game already, is on deck. Lissette, the pitch. That is fouled to the right side. 3-2 the count, and now the carousel will be going. Brass rings optional. Runners will be off with a 3-2 pitch and two outs. From all three stations, there they go. The pitch, that is fouled behind home. Still a full count. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. Klepper dangles the right arm, almost hiding the baseball behind his front left leg. Now rises to the stretch. Another 3-2 pitch. Upstairs, ball four. It's an RBI walk for Matthew Bardwell to make it a 3-0 lead. Climey scores. Morgan to third. Wilson trots to second. And Matthew Bardwell records his first Spikes RBI. As pitching coach Anthony Markle is headed to the mound to chat with Colby Klepper. The inning started off well. Two outs in the top of the seventh. I even noted the time. Should have known better. But a walk to Cade Climey. The error prolonging the inning. A walk to Wilson. A walk to Bardwell. So this will be an unearned run for Klepper. But still looking to just get out of this frame. Klepper here in the seventh has already thrown 28 pitches, 13 of them strikes. And again, he set down the first two batters in order, probably thought it was going to be easy. Steve Zawiski out to the mound, the plate umpire breaking up the mound meeting. And now Elijah Dukes will step in. He's walked three times already in the game. If he does it again, not only will he bring in another Spikes run, he will tie a Spikes single game record for walks shared by Matt Curry and Tommy Edman, a couple of big leaguers. Of course, Edman still with the St. Louis Cardinals. Matt Curry playing for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And now Elijah Dukes in the left-handed box. Out of San Jacinto College, Tampa native, takes ball one high. Now we had Kellen Hoover, I beg your pardon, throwing four no-hit innings in his first Spike start. Maybe some more history here as Elijah Dukes takes a breaking ball for a called strike, slicing down the middle of the plate. It's 1-1. Morgan at third, Wilson at second, Bardwell at first. Still two outs. The Spikes looking to add to this 3-0 lead. The pitch. Fastball in tight. Two balls and a strike. That'd be fast company. And, of course, you got a big league name. And Elijah, this is Elijah the third. Father Elijah playing for the Rays and the Nationals. The 2-1 up high, deflects off the mitt of Heron, but he scrambles back on top of it on the edge of the grass surrounding the plate. Two balls and a strike. And Dave Tremblay, unless it's clearly going to be a ball, the one that scored earlier, a wild pitch was all the way to the backstop. Not going to take any risks here, although it's not the worst situation to take a risk trying to grab a play. And here is a bouncer to the right side. First ball, Dukes is put in play and goes to the second baseman, Dante Stewart. A throw to first in time, and the inning is over. But the Spikes do add to their lead. A two-out run scored with the benefit of an error and three walks. Three runners, left on base at the end of six and a half. It is time to stretch here at Muncie Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. State College leading Williamsport 3-0 in the MLB Draft League season opener here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Fireworks, fireworks, fireworks. If you love fireworks, you'll love opening weekend at the State College Spikes. Friday, see a fantastic Salute to Baseball Music fireworks show after the 6:35 p.m. game presented by PSECU. Then Saturday, it's another fireworks show after the 6:35 game presented by Penn State Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Into the bottom of the seventh inning, and fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the seventh. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Jacob Odo went two scoreless innings. He did yield a hit. It's the only one that the Williamsport Crosscutters have in the game. Odo with two strikeouts, did not walk a batter. He allowed, again, just one hit and gives way now to the righty Spencer Hill, a native of New Albany, Ohio, who is out of the University of North Carolina, Asheville, 6'4", 195 pounds. He is 21 years of age. He'll turn 22 in August. And his first pitch as a Spike is a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, low for ball one. Ryan Vogel leading it off for the Crosscutters in the bottom of the seventh, to be followed by Reed Chumley and Jack Overdorf, the 2-3-4 hitters. The 1-0 smacked foul, first base side, ricochets off the facade. And the screen, by the way, it covers behind home plate all the way up to the top of the overhang, but is a little bit lower behind the dugouts. Here's the 1-1. Foul tip, and that ricochets off of Ellie Kligman, the catcher. Now, Ellie's going to play the full nine tonight, and big reason is that Ellie Kligman, an observing Orthodox Jewish catcher, observes the Jewish Sabbath, so he will not be available from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. Fastball low and away, 2-2 the count, but looking to become a prominent example of how somebody of his religious background can still have a lot of success in athletics and maybe, hopefully, pave a path to the major leagues for many others who look up to him. Here's a grounder to the right side, taken in by the second baseman, Jack Gradel. Throw to first in time. And Ryan Vogel retired for the first out here in the bottom of the seventh. Of course, think of Ryan Terrell, who was a Division I basketball prospect, but elected to attend Yeshiva University, a prominent Jewish University in New York, Division III school, but still a lot of attention and could still be a pro prospect. First pitch to Reed Chumley, a breaking ball swung on and missed, 0-1. Chumley is 0-2. He's flat out to right field twice. Hill going strictly from the stretch, a pitch high and actually nicked the upper edge of the zone for a called strike. It's 0-2. Ethan Mendoza's taken over at short, rest of the infield the same. Tyler Wilson at first, Jack Riddell at second, Cade Climby at third, and the 0-2 pitch swung on and missed, and Spencer Hill records his first strikeout as a State College Spike. It's the 6-1 of the night for Spikes pitching, and it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountnittany.org for more information. Two down in the bottom of the seventh. Spikes leading 3-0. The bases are empty, and here's Jack Overdorf, the DH. 0-2. He takes ball one outside. Overdorf flying out to center field in the second, popped out to the second baseman, Riddell, in the fourth. And the pitch swung on and missed. Slider that time. One ball and one strike. 3-0 Spikes, a run in the first, a run in the sixth, a run in the seventh. 1-1. Check swing, he went around, says plate umpire Steve Zawiski, and it's 1-2. Offered at the pitch, so a ball and two strikes. Hill rises, delivers. Breaking ball and a called strike three on the inner half. Froze Overdorf that time. Second strikeout for Spencer Hill, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Three up, three down for Spencer Hill in his first inning of work this season. And at the end of seven innings, it's still 3-0. State College leading Williamsport in the season opener on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Into the eighth inning, and Williamsport turns to its fifth pitcher of the night, and it's Ethan O'Neill, a 6'5", 200-pound right-hander from Las Vegas, Nevada. He went to the College of Southern Nevada, of course, the junior college that most prominently produced Bryce Harper. And O'Neill will make his first Williamsport appearance, 20 years of age. He'll face the 9-1 and 2 hitters, fellow Las Vegas native Ellie Kligman, and Aiden Howard and Ethan Mendoza, 9-1 and 2 hitters once again here in the top of the eighth inning. The Spikes leading 3-0. No other changes in the field for Williamsport here in the eighth. Ellie Kligman is 0-2. He walked in the second inning, swinging bunt ground out in the fourth, and then ended up, it was a fly ball, and Torrance Smith looked like he had made a great play to catch it in left, but it dropped out of his mitt, and instead he got a force play, so it's a fielder's choice for Ellie Kligman. His first pitch to him here in the eighth is high and away for a ball, 1-0. 0. O'Neill with the high set and then brings it down to the letters, the 1-0. Fastball high and away, 2-0 to Kligman. Jesus Wahe working as the first base coach for the Spikes. Manager Dave Tremley over at third, the 2-0. Now he takes it for a strike on the outer edge. 93 on the fastball. Two balls and a strike. Four hits for State College. Two for Cade Climie. One for Robbie Morgan, the fourth. And one for Tyler Wilson. Just one hit for Williamsport thus far as the 2-1 pitch fouled to the left side. And that hit was Jacob Harper's single in the sixth. He actually departed the game the inning after, although I'm sure it was prearranged. He would do so, but he singled and walked in his two plate appearances. Had somewhat difficult night behind the plate, though, as a 2-2 breaking ball. That was just a gorgeous one from Ethan O'Neill, swinging a miss. That's one of those that just buckles the knees if you're not offering at it. Only went after it, but he'll deal with that soon enough. First strikeout for O'Neill. The eighth, or I checked that, the ninth for Williamsport pitching tonight. One gone in the top of the eighth, and here's the leadoff man, Aiden Howard, the 17-year-old center fielder. 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. And the first pitch is swung on, lifted to right field. Tyrese Johnson goes back at it, now coming forward, makes the grab, two away. And Howard, yeah, he walked and has not reached base since. He gave the ball a ride in the sixth inning, and Ryan Vogel, the center fielder, had to race all the way onto the warning track in the right center field gap to chase it down, and he did. Here's Ethan Mendoza, the shortstop, who checked into the game in the sixth inning, made a couple of outstanding plays in the field, grounded out to short his first time up at the plate, second time up, swinging a miss on the first offering, 0-1. Another breaking ball from O'Neill. Couple folks in the crowd razzing the Spikes hitters, although St. College is leading 3-0. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball tailed away from Mendoza, and it's 0-2. Talked about the strong athletic tradition at Ethan Mendoza's alma mater, South Lake Carroll, down in Texas. And the pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. But Mendoza down on strikes. It's the second strikeout for O'Neill, and the Spikes go down in order in the eighth. We go to the bottom half. 3-0 lead for State College here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Don't miss any of the fun as the State College Spikes hit the field this summer. It all begins with opening night presented by PSECU Friday, June 2nd at 6:35 p.m. when the Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters. The festivities include a schedule magnet giveaway plus the $25,000 opening night pitching challenge. And the night is capped off with a spectacular post-game fireworks show. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the bottom of the eighth inning, and fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the eighth. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger for more information. Visit geisinger.org. Spencer Hill went one inning. He faced three batters. He struck out two of them. A perfect frame for that right-hander. Now another one to the mound, and it is Daniel Patasak. Patasak is a native of Prague in the Czech Republic, also called Czechia in some quarters, but he played collegiate baseball at Charleston Southern University. Joined that squad in 2020. He also was at Nadolegi High School in his home country before coming to IMG Academy in Florida, also the alma mater of former Spike Kevin Karstetter, who we are rooting for, the State College native, anticipating that perhaps he'll be drafted. He does have in hand an offer to continue his collegiate career at Arizona State. But Patasak on for the eighth inning. He'll take the ninth as well. And this past season at Charleston Southern, he went 2-1 with a pair of saves in 16 appearances, 3.19 ERA, and 42 and a third innings. He struck out 46, walked 20, opponents hit 232 against him. Dante Stewart leads off the bottom of the eighth for the Crosscutters and takes a slow curve for a strike, 72 over the inside corner, 0-1. Stewart has struck out twice already tonight, his third time up. State College pitching has held Williamsport to just one hit all evening. Fastball to called strike on the outer edge at 92. That makes the breaking ball even more effective when it's as slow as it is, and then you zoom in the fastball. And talk about confidence. Very first pitch is the slow curve, and then he goes dead red. 0-2 fastball up and in, and Stewart lifts his arms out of the way. Ball one at 91 miles an hour. And Patasak just has the look of a closer. He's got the goggles on, the glasses with the rims. Into the windup and the 1-2. Fastball just off the plate. He actually took a little something off of that. Was outside. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball at 92. Daniel Patasak records his first strikeout as a Spike. It is the eighth of the evening for Spike's pitching. It is brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. One gone in the bottom of the eighth. Here is Gage Gundy, the Williamsport first baseman. Talked about the athletic background of his family here. And first pitch to him is swung on and missed, 0-1. Gundy fouled out to third base in the second inning, fouled out to first base in the fifth inning. And the pitch swung on and missed, 0-2 now to Gundy. They're trying to sight in here on this third plate appearance, but Patasak not making it easy on him with the heaters. Gets the sign from Kligman. The abbreviated windup and the 0-2 pitch swung on and fouled back over the grandstand to the concession stands, and there is netting above them behind us here. That is one thing. I mean, historic Bowman Field was built in the 20s, and so when you go to the concession stands here, you actually miss the game. You don't do that in Medler Field at Lebrano Park as the 0-2 lined into left center field. Second base hit of the night for the Crosscutters. And Gundy wants two. The throw to second, not in time. Gage Gundy with a hustle double. And a man in scoring position for the Crosscutters with one gone to the bottom of the eighth. That'll bring up Torrin Smith, who checked in to play left field in the sixth inning, up for his first plate appearance. Smith checking with Jesse Litch before he heads into the right-handed box. I'm sure the advice was something to the effect of see ball, hit ball. But Patasak going to make it tough on him as a pitch. Fastball called strike just above the knees, 0-1. And once again, the video board and the announcer, Rob Thomas, encouraging the crowd to get loud. The 0-1, swing and a miss. That was the slider that time, not the big curve. It might have been out of the zone. That can actually be the most effective pitch in a pitcher's arsenal, especially a reliever, the pitches that dip out of the zone. 0-2, fastball upstairs, 1-2. I mean, Mariano Rivera had an outstanding cutter, but oftentimes, even he got a lot of strikes making folks chase pitches that were out of the zone. I mean, that was Dan Quisenberry's entire game. Bruce Sutter made the Hall of Fame on the strength of the split finger, which hardly ever hit the zone. The 1-2, foul tipped into the mitt, strike three. And Daniel Patasak records his second strikeout of the inning and of his initial Spikes appearance. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Here's Tyler Heron, the catcher who checked in the seventh, his first plate appearance of the night, and it's a called strike, a breaking ball from Patasak to start off Tyler Heron. 3-0 Spikes, runner on second, two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. A rally man is out for the Crosscutters. The pitch is outside. And it's a 1-1 count now on Tyler Heron. One ball and one strike. Patasak dips down, gets the sign, rises, sets at the belly in the 1-1. Foul tip into the mitt. It's 1-2. Spikes pitching has been dominant tonight. They have allowed just two hits and one walk. Nine strikeouts thus far as a staff. The 1-2 swung on, fouled behind the plate. Count remains the same. In all likelihood, tomorrow we'll see Will Bush in the lineup. Product of Tyler Junior College, an outstanding hitter. Dave Tremblay really likes what he sees out of Will Bush. And Tyler Napleton will be joining as well as the pitch fouled away. Napleton out of Quincy, a Division II university in Missouri. And the last time the Spikes had a Division II catcher out of Missouri, it was Kenny Piper, who played his way into being a 16th round draft pick of the Tampa Bay Rays after being on nobody's board at the outset of the initial MLB Draft League season. Here's a 1-2 fastball just off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Patasak wanted it, but I think he knew it was outside. 2-2. Daniel sets, delivers. Foul back to the screen behind home. Still 2-2. 91 on the fastball. The set, the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, 90 on the fastball there, and Daniel Patasak with three strikeouts in his opening inning as a Spike. The double in between goes for naught. The final strikeout of the frame brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. If you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience, please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. No runs, one hit, one runner left on base. Eight innings complete. One more chance for the Spikes to add on to their lead. They're up 3-0 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Fireworks, fireworks, fireworks. If you love fireworks, you'll love opening weekend at the State College Spikes. Friday, see a fantastic Salute to Baseball Music fireworks show after the 6:35 p.m. game presented by PSCCU. Then Saturday, it's another fireworks show after the 6:35 game presented by Penn State Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer.
with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Into the ninth inning, Ethan O'Neill on for his second inning of work for the Williamsport Crosscutters, but for the State College Spikes, Jack Riddell, Cade Climby, and Robbie Morgan the fourth, the 3-4-5 hitters do up. Spikes enjoying a 3-0 lead, looking to extend it as we enter the ninth. Quick check of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. In the MLB Draft League, the Trenton Thunder leading the Frederick Keys 5-1 as they go to the seventh. Out in New Jersey, and meanwhile, the West Virginia Black Bears have come back to take a 3-2 lead on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. That game in the bottom of the sixth as well. First pitch, Riddell, grounded to the right side, taken in by the first baseman, Gundy, flips to the pitcher, covering. One pitch, one out in the ninth. In the bottom of the ninth, Daniel Padusak will likely stay on. Again, he allowed the double to Gage Gundy, but struck out the other three batters he faced. Definitely has the look, the composure of a closer. Here's the set by O'Neill, and the first pitch to Climby. Up and in, and that came awfully close to that left bicep, but just missed it. Nicked off the glove of catcher Tyler Heron instead. One another count. Cade Climby, 2-for-3 with a walk in his first appearance as a Spike. Notched the first two of the Spikes' four hits in this game. And here's a chopper to third, taken on a hop by Reed Chumley. Sets, fires across the nine, and in time. Two away in the top of the ninth. Here is Robbie Morgan the fourth, and his single in the sixth got things going. He stole two bases in that inning, taking second and third in order, and then scoring on a wild pitch. He's 1-for-4 in the game. Also reached on an error, a momentous one in the seventh that opened the door for the Spikes to extend their lead from 2-0 to 3-0. He takes the first pitch for a ball. Next offering, swung on, fouled to the first base side, and it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1. That one is low, bounces away from the catcher. New baseball tossed out to O'Neill by plate umpire Steve Zawiski. Two balls and a strike. Three runs, four hits, an error for State College. No runs, two hits, two errors for Williamsport. The set, and O'Neill delivers. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. It's 2-2. State College, actually, the Spikes have left 11 runners on base thus far. Left multiple runners on base in four different innings, but they have the 3-0 lead. It's been dominant for the State College pitching staff. They've allowed two hits and a walk. That's all. Fastball bounces in, as it turns out. Sort of spiked into the ground, pun intended. Full count to Morgan, with Tyler Wilson waiting in the on-deck circle. Looking for an opportunity to get one more plate appearance tonight. Wilson has had a successful evening. A single and two walks himself. The 3-2. Check swing, ball four, low and away. And Robbie Morgan works his first walk of the night. But that is now 10 walks for Williamsport pitching. So State College has won. And when the margin is like that, oftentimes it's going to go the way of the team with the lesser, and that's the Spikes tonight. Sometimes they say, especially the higher you get as you rise into professional baseball all the way to the big leagues, it's not so much who's the best, but who makes the least mistakes. First pitch to Tyler Wilson, a strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. It's been a pretty consistent zone out of Steve Zawiski tonight as well, so the misses have been misses. Here's the 0-1. Pitch. Outside, ball one. Tomorrow night, 6:35, opening night, presented by PSECU. Fireworks light up the skies over Happy Valley tomorrow after the game. A salute to baseball music. Kids run the bases after the game, too, thanks to our friends at Mount Nittany Health. The fun of opening night, presented by PSECU. Magnet schedule giveaway as well in the $25,000 opening night pitching challenge as Wilson lines one into center field. Tyler Wilson with his second hit of the night, the Spikes fifth as a team. He's reached base for his fourth different occasion. First and second, two outs. And this is how the Spikes were able to put it together in other frames. Two-out run in the seventh with an error helping the cause for the Spikes really is what enabled them to extend this lead out to 3-0. Matthew Bardwell steps in, takes a strike on the inner half. Bardwell struck out his first three times up, but then walked with the bases loaded in the seventh to bring in that third run. It was bases empty, two outs, and the Spikes were able to score. The 0-1. Bouncer off the plate, past the pitcher. Shortstop Fernandez charges in. Low throw to first, and it deflects away from Gundy. Another Spikes run will score as Morgan crosses the plate. Wilson moves up to third. That will probably be the third Williamsport error of the evening. It is a throwing error on the shortstop to extend the lead to 4-0. And again, it's not always about who has the best team, but who makes the fewest mistakes. E6 the call. Bardwell on first. Wilson moves up to third as Morgan crossed the plate. And now runners at the corners, two outs for Elijah Duke. Still a chance to etch his name into the Spikes record books in his very first game with the club. Three walks already. The single game record is 4. Dukes takes a strike on the inner half to start off the count. And now Ethan O'Neill. In the midst of his second inning of work, the right-hander sets and delivers. 0-1, breaking ball dips out of the zone, low, one ball, one strike. Well, as it stands right now, in all likelihood, and again, Kellen Hoover was outstanding. 4 no-hit innings to start this game, but even in the MLB Draft League, you got to go 5 to get credit for the win. As a starting pitcher, with your team in the lead the entirety of the game, as the Spikes have been. Swing and a miss by Dukes. Chased after the fastball, riding the outer edge. It's 1-2. Spikes scored in the opening frame. They added another run in the sixth, another in the seventh. They've added one more here in the ninth, the last two of the two-out variety. And the 1-2. Fastball upstairs, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And O'Neill sets at the letters. The pitch. Breaking ball on a called strike 3 on the inner half of the plate. And the inning is over. But the Spikes add an insurance run on a hit, an error, two runners left on base. We have reached the bottom of the ninth. Daniel Patasak will be on to close it out for the Spikes when we return here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Here we are, bottom of the ninth in the season opener for the State College Spikes here in 2023, leading the Williamsport Crosscutters 4-0, three outs away from victory. And Daniel Patasak on for his second inning of work to try to close it out. He came in with a 3-0 lead in the eighth, struck out three batters, yielded one hit, and now looking to nab the final three outs. If he hangs on to this lead, it will be a save for Patasak. In all likelihood, Jacob Odell would be in line for the victory. Tyler Kennedy right now is the pitcher of record for Williamsport. But the first pitch in the bottom of the ninth to Eric Fernandez, a strike at 90 miles an hour, just above the knees, 0-1. Fernandez struck out in the third inning, grounded into a double play in the sixth. The Spikes have turned two double plays in the infield, and they've done it with two different shortstops. Addison Smith was in the game with a first, and there's a liner snag down the first baseline. Tyler Wilson extends the left arm and snares that one. One gone in the bottom of the ninth. So now Tyrese Johnson, the leadoff man in the order up, the right fielder, reached by an error in the first but was erased on the first Spikes double play, then flied out and grounded out in subsequent plate appearances. The last one, the ground out to Ethan Mendoza right after he had checked in at shortstop. Made an outstanding play, getting down to the ground, springing to his feet, and throwing out the runner at first. First pitch to Johnson. A strike. Next offering. Low and away. A ball there. Tomorrow, 6:35 game time. Steve Jones, myself, on with you at 6:05 with Spikes Live presented by Mount Nittany Health. Could not be more excited for opening night presented by PSECU. Here's a grounder on to second. Scooped up by Rydell. Tossed to first in time. And the Spikes are one out away from their first win of the season. And Ryan Vogel is the last hope for Williamsport. The center fielder is 0-for-3. Grounded into a double play in the first. Struck out in the fourth. Grounded out to second in the seventh. Kellen Hoover outstanding in four no-hit innings. Jacob Odell, Spencer Hill, and Daniel Patasak have picked up the slack, allowing only two hits and one walk tonight. First pitch to Vogel, low and away for a ball. Went with the curve that time. 1-0 the count, tried to get it out of the zone, get Vogel to chase. He would not. Patasak has enough confidence in that curveball, and why not? He threw it for a strike the very first pitch he threw tonight. There's another one, drops into the zone for a called strike, 1-1. He's got a decent fastball. He actually has got a powerful fastball. A lot of movement on it, out of the windup. That curveball is really the weapon. If he can throw that breaking ball consistently for strikes, he'll have a lot of success here. And there's a fastball that swung on and missed. It's 1-2. 90 on that one. Again, it's not the eye-popping 95, 96, 97 that we have seen from some pitchers tonight. But he gets the job done, just like he did at Charleston Southern. The 1-2 is fouled back to the screen. Bases are empty. 4-0 lead for the Spikes in the bottom of the ninth. They've out-hit the Crosscutters 5-2. Williamsport with three errors helping the State College cause, contributing to runs in the seventh and the ninth. The 1-2. That's fouled back. Hits off the edge of the overhang. Back out to the playing field where it's chased down by a Williamsport ball boy. Ball and two strikes. Tickets available for tomorrow night and for the fireworks Saturday night as well, following the 6:35 game between the Spikes and the Crosscutters at statecollegespikes.com. Tapper off the plate, charging and climbing. Third baseman trying to barehand it. He won't have a play. So that'll be an infield single for Ryan Vogel, the third hit of the night for the Crosscutters. And now Reed Chumley to the plate. Chumley, the third baseman, is 0-for-3. He has twice flied out to right field. He has also struck out. pitching matchup tomorrow night. Caden Kalber gets the start for State College. Parker Burgess will be on the mound for Williamsport. Right-handers both. Kalber, an imposing 6'7". And the first pitch from Patasak here to Chumley is high for a ball, 1-0. Runner on, two outs. Set by Patasak, and the pitch. And it's popped up behind home and floats out of play. One ball, one strike. Patasak rises, sets, looks in. The righty deals. Fastball upstairs, 2-1. Jack Overdorf, the cleanup man, on deck for Williamsport. Be a bus ride back home to State College. Home games tomorrow and Saturday with fireworks after each. Tomorrow's show presented by PSECU. Saturday, Penn State Health presents the fireworks. Every show themed out. Salute to baseball music tomorrow. Don't forget the patriotic fireworks spectacular. Biggest show ever at a Spikes game coming up July 3rd. And the 2-1 to Chumley, lifted in the air, shallow right, toward the line. Morgan is there. He makes the catch. And the ball game is over as the State College Spikes earn their first win of the 2023 Major League Baseball Draft League season. A dominating pitching performance, a three-hit combined shutout. Kellen Hoover started it with four no-hit innings. Jacob Odell, in all likelihood, will get the victory with two scoreless frames of his own. Spencer Hill chipped in with three outs and three batters, and Daniel Patasak closed it out with two innings for the save. We will wrap things up here from Muncie Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. Get you the game totals, a check of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, and more next on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
We'll be right back.
Don't miss any of the fun as the State College Spikes hit the field this summer. It all begins with opening night presented by PSECU Friday, June 2nd at 6:35 p.m. when the Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters. The festivities include a schedule magnet giveaway plus the $25,000 opening night pitching challenge. And the night is capped off with a spectacular post-game fireworks show. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
They're launching the tennis balls here, and for the Spikes, a joyous occasion here. Of course, ball launch coming back to Midler Field at Lebrano Park postgame as well. Check out the ball launch cart as it makes its way around the stadium tomorrow night, around the concourse, as we get underway tomorrow with opening night presented by PSECU. Get a 40-game home schedule underway, but of course, got underway in a big way tonight at the season opener here at Historic Bowman Field. The final, State College 4, Williamsport nothing. The Spikes now 1-0 on the season, Williamsport 0-1. Final game totals for this one, State College 4 runs on 5 hits, 1 error, 13 runners left on base. But Williamsport no runs, just 3 hits, and State College pitching walked just 1 batter the entire game. 3 errors for the Crosscutters as well, 3 runners left on base. A dominant pitching performance, Kellen Hoover, 4 no-hit innings in his first outing as a Spike. He allowed just 1 walk over his 4 frames, faced 1 batter over the minimum. He struck out 3 of them, but again, in the MLB Draft League, you still got to go 5 innings as a starter when your team holds a lead from the start to the end, as the Spikes did. So it's Jacob Odell, the next man in, who with 2 shutout innings gets the credit for the victory. He's now 1-0 on the season. Tyler Kennedy takes the loss for Williamsport. The Crosscutters starter now 0-1. And Daniel Patasak with a 6-out save. He is 1-for-1 in save opportunities as a Spike. And nailed down the Spikes 4-0 victory. Time of the game, 2 hours and 49 minutes in front of 1,528 here tonight in Williamsport. But tomorrow, 6:35 is the time for the first pitch. We'll have the pregame opening night ceremonies introduce the Spikes and the Crosscutters to you, World Series style, a magnet schedule giveaway for the first 500 fans. And after the game, the skies line up with the first of 12 fireworks shows this season. Thanks to PSECU, a salute to baseball music. We'll also have the $25,000 opening night pitching challenge. All you got to do, enter, and you could be the lucky fan that gets selected to go down on the field. And if you can throw that baseball through the 6-inch diameter target from 60 feet 6 inches away on the pitching rubber, just like the pros, just like the Spikes, then you will walk home with $25,000, a cool $25,000. So that is what's going on tomorrow night. Great seats are still available. It's also, by the way, still a 4-for-44 Friday. Get 4 of our best seats, 4 hot dogs, and 4 sodas for just $44. Our good friends at 93.7 3WZ presenting that for you each and every Friday, and that includes opening night tomorrow night. Great seats still available. Get your tickets now. StateCollegeSpikes.com. Tickets available 24/7. Of course, to get your 4-for-44 packages or any other tickets during the ticket office hours, 9 a.m. to the end of the game tomorrow, 10 a.m. to the end of the game Saturday, you can call us at 814-272-1711 or visit in person. Again, open 9 a.m. tomorrow all the way to the end of the game. We cannot wait to welcome you back to Midler Field at Lebrano Park for the first of 40 games on the regular season home schedule, matching the most in club history. And we're looking to make this the biggest season ever. There's even more promotions in store. Check out StateCollegeSpikes.com for all that. And Spikes are off to a successful start to the 2023 campaign. By the way, it was the RBIs for Addison Smith, the sacrifice fly in the first inning. A wild pitch brought in Robbie Morgan, the fourth, in the sixth. An RBI walk with the bases loaded for Matthew Bardwell in the seventh and in the ninth. An error bringing home the last Spikes run to make it a 4-0 win for State College. They're 1-0 now. Caden Calver gets the ball tomorrow. And he'll be opposed by Williamsport's Parker Burgess. We'll be on with you, Steve Jones and myself, at 6:05 with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health from the ballpark. So can't wait to see you there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. I'm Joe Putnam. So long, everybody.